are your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you, James Atkins, for the intro. Natalie and Emmett, that's a long time since I've seen you. Yeah, yes. Good morning.
I know, it's been a while. I've been on vacation and then I didn't see you last week.
I know. Sorry. Hello,
welcome back to both of us.
Welcome. Yes. And now Emmett is your dog.
Emmett is my dog, yes. And he has come today to, he's already over it.
He's yawning.
I had to pry him out of bed.
Yeah.
So some safety tips for the solar eclipse. It's really, so it would be good to kind of treat the eclipse like the 4th of July. The 4th of July is one of the busiest times of the year for your pets to get lost. So make sure you have a clear picture of your pet. Keep your pets indoors. You might want to play music just because of the amount of traffic we're supposed to get. And if anyone from out of state or county is listening, if you can, get a pet sitter, because the worst thing to do would be to bring your pet here somewhere different and they get lost.
Right.
So make sure to keep your pet safe. And we've had some questions like, are the pets going to be affected? Like their eyes, they're not going to, instinctually, they're not going to look at the sun.
Don't worry about getting eclipse glasses.
No, you don't need eclipse glasses for your pets. No.
It's humans we're worried about because we do stupid things. Yes. Dogs know not to look directly at the sun, or cats, right?
Yes. Exactly. And if you're going to have like an eclipse party, I'm not sure. Just make sure that your pets are indoors and safe. Make sure that they're not running like to the door outside. Mm-hmm. Just keep them safe.
There's going to be a lot of people at campgrounds in the area too. Oh. So taking pets and campers, and they're already out of their elements.
Right.
So you throw an eclipse in.
Yeah, ideally, just kind of use like your common sense, you know.
Right.
Keep your pets leashed, tagged indoors if you can, and don't let don't let them sneak out. I know sometimes accidents happen, but. Yeah. Just ideally.
Talking with Natalie, Hancock County Humane Society, and thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pets, and Emmett Inn, and
he's got his little bow tie.
Emmett's got a little bow tie. Oh, very nice. Yes.
He dressed up. He got real fancy for this eclipse.
But we're talking about dogs and cats during the eclipse, but if you have like backyard chickens, they're probably going to roost.
They are.
For 10 minutes.
And then when the sun comes back out, it's going to be like, hello, good morning. Yeah, their circadian rhythm might be thrown off a bit.
A little bit. You know? They might lay an extra egg, you know?
They could. And if you're worried about your pets being in the dark, you could just get some night lights. You know? They'll be okay.
They'll be all right.
Yes, indoors, safe. Just keep them safe and indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are interested in adopting a pet, not Emmett, but anyone else, you can stop out to the Humane Society at 4550 Fostoria Avenue. We are open Tuesdays through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Go to HancockHumaneSociety.com. More info over there as well. Sorry. Are you open Monday?
We are not. The Humane Society is not open on Monday, and Animal Control is not open either. If you have an emergency, you just have to call your local law enforcement, and then they'll get in touch with Animal Control.
Good info. All a part of Wet Nose Wednesday. Emmett and Natalie in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.